8. Personalities of the Infinite Spirit. The Infinite Spirit possesses full power to transmit many of His powers and prerogatives to His coordinate and subordinate personalities and agencies. The first deity-creating act of the Infinite Spirit, functioning apart from the Trinity, but in some unrevealed association with the Father and the Son, personalized in the existence of the seven master spirits of Paradise, the distributors of the Infinite Spirit to the universes. There is no direct representative of the third source and center on the headquarters of a superuniverse. Each of these seven creations is dependent on one of the master spirits of Paradise, who acts through the seven reflective spirits situated at the capital of the superuniverse. The next and continuing creative act of the Infinite Spirit is disclosed from time to time in the production of the creative spirits. Every time the Universal Father and the Eternal Son become parent to a Creator Son, the Infinite Spirit becomes ancestor to a local universe creative spirit, who becomes the close associate of that Creator Son in all subsequent universe experience. Just as it is necessary to distinguish between the Eternal Son and the Creator Sons, so it is necessary to differentiate between the Infinite Spirit and the creative spirits, the local universe coordinates of the Creator Sons. What the Infinite Spirit is to the total creation, a creative spirit is to a local universe. The third source and center is represented in the grand universe by a vast array of ministering spirits, messengers, teachers, adjudicators, helpers, and advisors, together with supervisors of certain circuits of physical, moronical, and spiritual nature. Not all of these beings are personalities in the strict meaning of the term. Personality of the finite creature variety is characterized by 1. Subjective self-consciousness. 2. Objective response to the Father's personality circuit. There are creator personalities and creature personalities, and in addition to these two fundamental types, there are personalities of the third source and center. Beings who are personal to the Infinite Spirit, but who are not unqualifiedly personal to creature beings. These third source personalities are not a part of the Father's personality circuit. First source personality and third source personality are mutually contactable. All personality is contactable. The Father bestows personality by His personal free will. Why He does so, we can only conjecture. How He does so, we do not know. Neither do we know why the third source bestows non-Father personality, but this the Infinite Spirit does in His own behalf, in creative conjunction with the Eternal Son, and in numerous ways unknown to you. The Infinite Spirit can also act for the Father in the bestowal of first source.